Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Siren Media Radio Show. Siren Media Group is a multimedia company.
They were suffering all forms of colonization, oppression, exploitation, degradation, humiliation, discrimination, and every other kind of
aid. I think there's still a lot of hope for us to progress.
We are continuing last week's topic of the complex business, social, and political street mind of Tupac Shakur.
Being shot is either going to leave you with one of the two keys, either bitter or better.
Siren Media Radio, topic today is a family secret. Incest and molestation.
It's devastating.
It's the job of the parents to protect the children.
So our topic today is, should college student athletes receive payments?
That person, the college, is making probably about $4 to $5 million a year off that person.
Siren Media Radio. So our topic today is, my baby is a gangster like me. Hereditary gang membership.
The recession is getting bad now for the whole world. But it's really been bad for poor people in America for a long time.
Because those of us who walk around free of incarceration have figured out a way to institutionalize ourselves.
As generations of poverty who didn't believe that they could rise above their class, their stature, their education level, tried to get in where they can fit in.
There have been many of our people across the country from all walks of life who have taken it upon themselves to try and pool their ideas and to come up with some kind of solution to the problem that confronts all of our people.
What's good, people? Today is Thursday, April 30th, 2015. You're listening to the Siren Media Radio Show. I'm your host from Michigan, Dwight Rock Walker, General Manager of Siren Media Group, and joining me today is my panel. First, she's a social worker as well as a social and political pundit from Jersey City, New Jersey, Shonda Fence, a.k.a. IQ. What's up, IQ?
Good evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be back with you guys on this evening.
No doubt. And he's a writer, rapper, and counselor with troubled youth from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm sorry, in Atlanta, Georgia, not from. Sean Ennis, a.k.a. Wise. What's happening, Wise?
Y'all making it. Peace to the family. Good to be back. And, of course, long live the revolution.
No doubt. Our phone lines are open at 347-215-7095. Once again, that's 347-215-7095. Remember, our blogs are open, but you need to register with us on blogtalkradio.com/Siren Media Radio. And there's still our Facebook page at Siren Media Radio. That's one word, S-I-R-A Media Radio. Siren Media Group is a multimedia company with a focus on music, production, film, videography, photography, graphic design, and entertainment. Our radio show focuses on all of these elements, including social and political awareness. First off, it's good to be back. We've been gone about 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks were planned vacation, of which we announced in that prior show. Last week we had some technical difficulties, which didn't allow us to get on the air. So that's the reason why we said if you went to the website or something like that and it said the rebroadcast, technically it's the original broadcast at this point because we didn't get a chance to broadcast this last week. But we are here, and we're here for you. So thank you for hanging with us. I do want to say, once again, I try to introduce this now in the beginning of the show, that we will be changing platforms. This show is going to end. We don't have the exact date yet, but the show is going to end within the next month or two. So stay tuned, and we'll fill you in on that. We are moving to another platform probably in September. All right, so our topic today is entrepreneurship versus working a job, the pros and cons. So the other day I woke up in the morning and I said to myself, you know what, I don't want to work for anyone anymore, period. And it's very interesting because that same morning I was sitting on online, I was going through YouTube, and this is later in the morning, and I came across something that was very interesting, the Damon Dash interview. Wise, I think you mentioned this before in a text. You were talking about the Damon Dash interview. Yeah. And, you know, Damon Dash is a very unique person. His delivery is very unique. And what I mean by that is, you know, he can insult a person. If, you know, if you didn't look at him objectively as far as what he was talking about during that interview, you could probably take it as an insult. you know, the way that he said certain things. You know, I'm trying to remember. It's been a couple of weeks since I listened to it, but I know one was, and you got to refresh my memory here, Wise. IQ, I don't know if you saw it, but basically he was just saying about entrepreneurship and how anyone who basically works for somebody else is a sucker because you're giving somebody else their money. Obviously, mm-hmm. the other guys, or I'm sorry, you're making money for other people. Now, there is validity to what he's saying. You know, the way he said it, though, I don't feel like I'm a sucker because I work for somebody. Some of us enjoy going to work every day. You know, it's when you don't that that's a different story. Wise, what was your take on the interview as far as entrepreneurship versus people working a job from Damon Dash's perspective?
He kind of put a fire under me. First of all, I appreciated the information and the perspective that he came from. You know, as a 40-year-old man, I'm not privy to this information, the way he was giving it. So I took and I looked at it objectively as if to say, you know, he's true. You know, anyone who knows me, and I've been very honest about my history on the show, I come from the drug and the hip-hop culture where you basically are your own boss. And I miss being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it versus I have to get up in the morning. And don't get me wrong, I love what I do. I just don't like fitting in the parameters of someone else's mission or mission statement. What he came across to me is crass and hard, but I almost felt like that was tailor-made for an old-school, hard-head asshole like myself. Because what he was basically saying is, that, yo, you're making whatever you're getting a portion of a profit instead of you're getting the whole thing and then divvying it up to those who you think it should get a piece of it. The thing that stuck home to me is when him and DJ Enough were going back and forth, and he said, yeah, you're making a lot of money. He said, but can you give your son a job? And he went to explain how he gave his son a job. After his son got a job, now his son has 3 successful businesses. And I begin to think, if I leave now, something happens to me, only thing my daughter gets is a 401k and an insurance settlement. It's not enough, man. It's not enough. And I think that he was also going into how the school system and the education system teaches us to get into these companies that are not built for us instead of creating a company that is built for us. And that hit me. It hit me hard.
You know what? It was funny because I was listening to it. My wife was listening to it. And we both said the same thing, basically, that the point that he was trying to make is a good point. Obviously, the delivery was kind of strong, but the point he was making was great. We do go to work every day. We do make money for other people. Some people like that because it gives them the security of saying someone else is paying me. If there's a problem, I got to go to that other person so they can correct that problem. Someone else is setting money aside for my 401k, for all of that stuff. I don't have to do that individually. Someone else is doing all of these things for me, so therefore I can just concentrate on just working. As an entrepreneur, which now I've ran businesses, and it's not an easy thing to do. You know, I actually went back to work primarily because of health insurance. But now I'm getting to the point to say, okay, you know what? Perhaps I should just make enough money and have a staff that need health insurance to the point where we can actually pay into a health insurance now that, you know, they have the Obamacare and this and that. Maybe it's something that we can do. And if I can make enough money, even more than my salary now that I'm making working, you know, my regular job, then what's the reason why I wouldn't go and work for myself? You know, I was reading something else where someone was saying that it was just a great thing, and this is when we get into the pros and cons, where someone actually can get up in the morning, get their kids ready for school, send their kids to school, call another entrepreneur friend or someone else who was off, say, hey, you ready to hit the gym? Yeah, let's go hit the gym. It's 9, 10 o'clock. You're hitting the gym. And then by 10:30, 11 o'clock, you're sitting down working from home. You're done by 3 o'clock. You go pick up your kids, and you have the rest of the night. When we talk, and depending on the type of work you're doing. So when we talk about the pros and cons, it won't always be like that. You can have a job where you're working all the time, but you're working for yourself. You know, it's that sense of you making your way, at least from my perspective. And IQ, I want to know what you think of this. It's about you making your way through life based on what you do. So when you go and you get up for work and you make your money because it's your job, it gives you a sense of accomplishment. So what would you say? IQ about someone who is looking at maybe scared or something like that as far as starting their job or starting their position, what would you say to them?
I probably would say your fear should never outweigh your faith. And I feel like we need to figure out who or what we're passionate about. And once you figure out what you're passionate about, then that you take your step from there. I don't feel like fear should be your reason for not going out and attempting to make life a little bit better for yourself. I mean, the first time you got punched in the face, you was afraid of what was going to happen if you swung back, but you swung back anyway. And that's pretty much how you're supposed to take, how you should take it if you want to open your own business. Take a leap of faith.
Right, take a leap of faith. But, I mean, on the other hand, and Wise, what do you think of this? Because I know people who may have left their jobs to go start another job. I'm sorry, left their jobs to go start a business. But even though they may have had faith in it, that they were going to do the business, this and that, they didn't secure themselves to make sure that they had at least enough money to last them a certain period of time, that their family was taken care of before they left, because they were so gung-ho about jumping into this job. So what would you tell somebody if they were thinking about leaving their job and going to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I'm going to take it back to, of course, what I know best. Scared money don't make no money. One thing I would say to them is that, all right, if you're unsure, then maybe don't leave your job all the way yet. Maybe build your business on the side slow. Yeah, it's going to take longer, but if you still need that security because you have a family, which is the circumstance that I myself is in right now, currently, build your business. Put your money to the side. Don't be so gung-ho when you jump into something before you sharpen your skill set. Look into different ways to get the information you need so that you can put your business together as best you can. Get a business plan. Get your mentor. Talk to someone who is in business. Maybe go to work for someone or volunteer, no matter how old you are, to work for this person for a short-term free so that you can get all the information that you need. And as you build your business and you're still working, when you get to the point to where your business grows to the point to where you can no longer work for someone else and then yourself, then you go ahead and you transition the way you need to. If you don't have it to do, I won't necessarily call it a leap of faith, but build your faith. Build it up slowly and step out more and more so that one day you can definitely walk away and become your own boss.
We didn't touch base on, and just to be in line with the topic here, the pros and cons of owning your own business. Now, I got a couple of things here I just want to run past you guys. I want to run this down the line. And then I'll get your opinions on it, starting with you, IQ. What are the pros, first off? One, you are the key decision maker in your business. You have freedom and flexibility. You get a huge sense of accomplishment. That's something similar to what I was talking about earlier. And the cons, you need serious self-discipline. You will deal with added stress. All right, if you guys want me to elaborate on it, I will, because they do break it down here. And you shoulder all the risk. Those are the pros and cons. IQ, your thoughts.
All of the pros that you named could also kind of sort of be cons at the same time. However, as Wise stated, in terms of taking the time to build your faith, if you're that individual that you have to take the time to make sure that all things are steady, then those pros and cons are going to be worth each and every last bit of the effort that you're going to put in there.
Yeah. Wise?
I think one of the other cons is taxes. You need to have a very good accountant. Any individual that's standing, you also need to know one of the pros and the cons is you're only as good as your team. You're only as good as the people you have around you or the individuals that you're dealing with. And all pros and cons are just it's basically the same thing, because it's a benefit when it goes right and it's a consequence when it goes wrong. It's just that you need to be able to manage and deal with the highs and the gains as you go along. Anything that's a pro is also a con. It's just a matter of time and an attitude, the way you receive the lesson and the way you move forward. Even a failure, and you can't be even being afraid of the business failing, because we all have lost jobs, but that didn't stop us from getting another job. And if you can have that mentality after losing a job, then you should be able to adapt that mentality as a pro and say, hey, if this business fails,
I'm going to try again. Because just the way I got another job, I could start another business and learn from my previous mistakes.
Rock, if you don't mind,
I would
like to at some point dive a little bit into nonprofits and not-for-profits in terms of if I were a person who were going to open up something on my own, it wouldn't be a business. It would be either a nonprofit or a not-for-profit because my passion is people. I'm not a person who could go in corporate America or go into retail and be happy in terms of, you know, how my money is being made. However, I'm perfectly okay with building finances so that I can help other people build their own lives.
So I can, based on what you just said, what would you, let's say someone is contemplating. They're not sure if they want to own their own business, but they're not sure if they want to continue to work the 9-to-5 job that they have. So they're trying to weigh the pros and cons. They're thinking about it. What advice would you give that person?
Some of the pros and cons that you mentioned, I would suggest that they sit down really and take serious consideration into them. I would also suggest that you go into prayer or meditation in reference to whether or not your motive for opening up your business or for wanting to have a business is sincere enough so that you can make a genuine effort at it and be successful at it. Or, God forbid, it doesn't flourish, you could be satisfied in that the effort that you made was a good one. But I would always say, if it's something you feel in your heart you need to move forward with, then put a solid plan in place and take your time at working your plan.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure?
Put the plan in place anyway and take really, really, really small steps. If it's meant for you to have it, the doors will open in such a way that you will continue to take those steps. You won't be able to sit still on it if it was meant for you to do.
Yeah. Why? What are you going to say?
Well, one of the things my family believes in is do your research first. Do your research, and when you finish doing your research, do some more research. The other thing is you need to know how to get into the business, whether it's for-profit or not-for-profit. You need to see if your business role model fits what your state commerce is doing. If you don't have online and look up your state commerce, they have classes usually where you can go in. They will help you file your business. They will help you do certain things. They will give you certain information. And that, once again, which is a part of the research. And just when you do start your business, there's two tips I would like to give you while I'm trying to go on myself. One is, if it's something that you think about all the time, you go to sleep, you wake up doing, you dream about it. When you wake up, you want to do it. It's always on your mind. That's probably what you were meant to do, and find a way to craft your business towards what you were really meant to do. I saw an interview with Dave Chappelle when he was talking to his father, why he didn't want to go to college to become a teacher, wanted to be a comedian. He told his father, he was like, "Well, Dad, if I could make teachers make what $40,000 a year," he said, "Well, Dad, the road to be a comedian and make that same amount of money I love, then that's what I want to do." If you can have that mentality and adopt it, because all business is not for money. People usually go on into business so that they can help themselves and all grow their business. If you can make the same amount of money in the beginning as you were working for someone else, use that as an incentive and as a benchmark so you don't become discouraged when things don't go as good as you think they should go.
Can I tell
you? The one thing, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead, I can.
Make sure that where you desire to open your business, there's a demand for it.
Yes.
For example, if you would like to open a retail business, you don't want to go into a community where there's millions of retail stores already open. You want to do your research and you want to open your place, your store, your business, in a place where there's a demand for it, where someone's going to leap at it. I wouldn't go into a Portuguese neighborhood and open up another Portuguese restaurant. However, I would go into a Portuguese neighborhood and open up a restaurant that offers something they don't already have there. So just make sure when you do your research, as Wise suggested, that there's a demand for what it is that you are trying to give the public. That way, when you do open your business, you have a better chance at making good revenue.
Yeah.
The one thing that I just want to bring up as far as business ownership is concerned, sometimes people own businesses because they love what they do. It's just because you love it. You know, you might not make a lot of money at it, but you love it. you know. You love being in the what can I say, the club with other people who do what you do. And it's a great feeling. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, obviously if you want to do it full time, then you need to make money and you know, you need to get everything in place like you guys were just saying. But sometimes people do, you know, what they do as part of something that they love. Now, I can tell you, like, for media, you know, this weekend I just did a wedding, and I just shot a wedding, and I'm looking at the pictures that, you know, I linked up with the photographer and this and that. I'm looking at the pictures. I'm putting it together. And the funny thing was, I'm sitting there talking to the photographer where the person whose wedding we were doing, normally when we do a wedding, especially in Jersey, but here as well, when we do a wedding, we go and try to capture everything from the beginning when they're getting dressed and this and that all the way through. And they didn't want that. They just wanted something that was real simple. So when I saw the photographer and the photographer said, oh, I was trying to catch her early. And I said, well, they didn't want that. And she said, really, they didn't want it. And I said, yeah, you know, and I understand where you're coming from because it's about the story. It's about us being artistic and telling the story from beginning to end. And we were both on the same page because we're kind of in the same club there as far as what we do when we want to tell a story, which I'm going to end up doing anyway. But it's just the point of you being doing certain things that you like to do sometimes. When it comes to owning your own business, and it puts you in this club with all these other people who do what you do. Music production is like that. You know, when I talk to different people about production and this and that, there's certain people we do this type of work. Other people don't understand what the heck we talking about. You know what I'm saying? And that can go for anything. So sometimes your business and what you want to do, if you're not doing it to make money, so that wouldn't be a full-time thing, but you want to own it as a business and you might make a little bit of money on the side, then you might do it for the love of it. But if you're going to do it for the money, then just like IQ and why I said, you want to go all out and make sure that you plan properly and do the right thing constantly. Now, I want to touch base real quick on you shoulder the risk, because I think that's something that really scares people when it comes to owning businesses. People feel like they have this fear about taxes. They have this fear about how do you incorporate your business? You know, is that something I want to do? They get a fear about being sued. They have a fear that if they go out and they mess up, and this was my fear in the beginning, if I go out and I mess up, if I go to shoot something, or if I go to do some photography, or if I go to do some production for someone who called me in to do it, and it comes out bad, you have that fear that not only is it bad for you in that instant, but it's bad for your business because it's looked at as bad. So I'm going to throw this at you first, Wise. How do you combat against that if you can?
Work harder. I mean, the fear has to be a motivating factor. I don't like being afraid, so when I'm afraid, I face it. And also, to me, it's part about being a man. I guess it's similar to being a woman, but I've never been a woman, so I don't know. But
thank God.
Thank God. But when you're put in a certain situation, that's why I moved to Georgia, to be in a place to where I can see if I can make it on my own. You're going to fail. You have to face that. A failure, and I break it down to an acronym, failure, first attempt in learning. Then if you do it wrong, do it again for the person for free and give them the – but when you do it the second time, if you're afraid of failing in that circumstance you gave us, this time just go all out and make that person into your commercial. When you fail, look at it. Don't be afraid of it. Sit down with it for a minute. Let it soak in. Dissect it. Read your failure like a book. Learn from it, build it, and go back at it and realize that you're going to own your failures. But you also own your success. And either one, no one can take from you. No one can give to you, but no one can take it from you. And you have to have a healthy attitude like that, or else you're just setting yourself up for failure. Real failure, one you can learn.
Wow, I'm not even sure how to piggyback off of that. But what I will say is, there's nothing wrong with not getting it right the first time. Because if that be the case, then where would the world be? How many inventions would there not be out there today if the inventor stopped after the first prototype? It takes practice sometimes. There's not one athlete out there who could tell you they go out there, to play each game when they only practice one time. They at it all day, every day. Even when they're not on the field, they're still in their mind thinking about what it is they need to do and how it is they need to do things to make themselves better. There's nothing wrong with going back. Consider it practice if you're afraid of the word failure. Practice at it, practice at it, practice at it, because guess what? After a while, you become an expert. Bert was an expert in the beginning.
The one thing I do want to add is, and this is my favorite thing, prepare. Prepare. Not prepare for failure, but prepare to succeed. If you know that there's a possibility that you might go and videotape something and it might come out wrong, take more than one camera. Have them shooting at the same time. Because if one fails, at least you'll have the other one. Try to prepare as much as possible. If you fail, then, you know, hopefully it's not a fault of your own, and or if it is, you know, you learn from that experience, like you guys are saying. But prepare for things that might go wrong that you can adjust when you're there on the spot. If your business is not selling well, like if you're selling a product or something like that and it's not doing well, prepare. You know, have something on the back end. Not just for that, but maybe some investments and other things that you can do. Or maybe there's a different marketing strategy that you can have. You know, prepare for something that might go wrong so that you can adjust. All right. And I guess we're going to have to leave it there. So that is it. Thank you for joining us tonight on Cyber Media Radio. You can hit us up on our Facebook page at Cyber Media Radio. That's one word, S-I-R-A, Media Radio. And on our Twitter page at Cyber Media Group. For questions and comments, you can email us at smr@cybermedia.com. I want to thank, first off, Sean Defense, a.k.a. IQ, and my man Wise, a.k.a. Sean Ennis. And we will talk to you next week. I'm Dwight Rock Walker. And remember, Psalms 37:24. Peace out, y'all.
Yeah.